All right, back to school Sunday. So this week I texted all of our students and the one person that I know that works in a school to send me a list of what they're looking forward to in school and what are some challenges that they think they're going to be facing. And so I'm not going to read all of that right now. I'm going to save that towards the end. But it's really interesting what I heard from them, because here's my list that I just thought might be something that would be on your list, what they might send me. So potential opportunities and challenges that I thought about. One, making friends and maintaining friendships. I felt like that's probably something that kids look forward to with school beginning, is having that time to be with their friends. Another opportunity and challenge, learning and actually understanding new things. It's one thing to have you're supposed to learn it, but oh my goodness, understanding it, that's a challenge. And so I don't know, okay, I'm old enough to be a grandmother of a high schooler, all right? I still remember when it was the day or two before a new grade. I still remember that. And one of the strongest things I remember is, how can I possibly do the work that they do in that grade? They do hard stuff like long division, and I don't know how to do that. Or they do hard stuff like algebra, and I have no idea how to do algebra. Does anybody else as an adult remember feeling those feelings before you started? And then what happens? Oh, they figured out how to teach me to do these things, and you learn it and step by step by step. And if you apply yourself, you figure it out. You understand it. So I get it, kids. I'm with you. I understand that one. How about this as a challenge? Having the discipline necessary to get the work done. Is that a challenge for anybody? Oh, no. Or some of you just have it. Like, you know, when I get home, I might get a glass of milk and a cookie, but then I'm just sitting there and I am doing my homework. And I don't move from my table and whatever until my homework's done. Is that anybody? No, I don't think so. It takes discipline because, you know, it depended on the season for me, but milk and cookies was usually on the list when I first got home. How about just plain old energy? Having the energy you need and having proper rest and nutrition and all the other things that are necessary to make it through the school year, because it's tiring. Let's see, who's going to have the earliest day start? Lydia starts when? 7:15. Can anybody beat that one? 7:15 in your desk, ready to listen to a teacher tell you things. That's pretty early, folks. So, you know, that's the deal. It takes proper rest and nutrition and things like that to be ready for school and to make it through the year. Another thing on the list of opportunities is new experiences. So that part is the not intimidating part, but the exciting part. It's like when you're in that grade, you get to go to nature's classroom, or you get to do this new thing that only the ninth graders do, or, you know, whatever it is. Each level as you're growing up has some of these new experiences that you're looking forward to. Now, here's a challenge that nobody sent me, but my guess is it's true. Temptations. I think you might face some temptations at school. These might fall in the category of language, of proper sexuality and its expression, rebellion, substance abuse. And there's probably some others. School provides opportunities and challenges. Sometimes those challenges include some temptations. An opportunity that you may face is sharing your faith. And what I've put next to that is knowing your why. Why? Why do you come to church on Sunday morning? Why do you call yourself a Christian? Knowing that in a way that you could sit at a table with a friend and have that conversation, that's an opportunity. That's an opportunity, not just for our students, but for all of us. So for today's scripture, we're going to be in 2 Timothy chapter 1. I'm going to read verses 7 through 9 and 13 through 14. Let's stand together for the reading of God's word. 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. So never be ashamed to tell others about our Lord. And don't be ashamed of me either, even though I'm in prison for him. With the strength God gives you, be ready to suffer with me for the sake of the good news. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time, to show us his grace through Christ Jesus. And down to verse 13, hold on to the pattern of wholesome teaching you learned from me, a pattern shaped by the faith and love that you have in Christ Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. Carefully guard the precious truth that has been entrusted to you. This is the word of the Lord. Father, we thank you for your word. I pray that it would become powerful within us, that the seed of your word would be planted in good soil, that it would grow to bring forth a great harvest for your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. I read something in my devotion this week, and it's really amazing to consider this. The author said, in the New Testament, when the scripture speaks of the love of God, it usually points to the cross of Jesus. And when the New Testament talks about the power of God, it usually points to the resurrection of Jesus. And then the other day, Craig and I were reading together, and they had this quote. The resurrection was not the reversal of a defeat, but the manifestation of a victory. The cross was not a defeat. Rather, taken together, the cross and the resurrection are the greatest victory to have taken place in the history of the world. It is a victory that has huge implications for our own lives, our society, and the future of this world. And here's what I want you to accept. It has a huge impact on your everyday life at school. The power of the resurrection, the love of Jesus expressed in the cross, that's what it's about. So I hope your backpack is ready and filled with all the supplies you're supposed to have with you this year. But here's the most important thing I want you to pack every single day before you walk out the door. And this is it: love and power. For all the challenges, for all the opportunities, what you need is love and power. The love of God and the power of God. The love of Jesus for you, in you, and through you will carry you through making friends, being a good friend, respecting your teachers and other students, treating everybody like they are someone whom Jesus died for. And the Holy Spirit living in you, the Bible says it's the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. You have that power of God in you every day. helping you overcome temptation, reaching out beyond your own limitations to learn and grow and develop, to get those, to understand those things that right now are hard, to develop according to God's will and provide you the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual energy that you need for this year. The Bible tells us that our faith will be tested. Now, it's hard to think about back to school without thinking about tests, right? By the way, Daniel did the SAT yesterday, right? You don't look too much worse for the wear. So we all know that tests are one of the realities of going to school, but there's more than one kind of test, right? So sometimes the test is just finding out what you already know, and there's no grade. I don't know what all the labels of this would be, but call it like a pretest. It's just to help the teacher know where to begin. Sometimes there are pop quizzes. You were supposed to have been studying this, so let's find out how you're doing. And that quiz can let you know, like, oops, I thought I understood that chapter, but I better go study that some more. Or it can let you know, aced that, I understand that. But it's a pop quiz. And then there's the final exam, where you are having to prove what you've learned over the entire quarter. The tests for our faith have more than one kind of test as well. Some tests are just to find out what you really believe. And it's not that God is wondering what you believe. It's that God is allowing you to be tested so that you can get in tune with what you really believe and get to the bedrock of that. Other tests actually help your faith get stronger, like exercising a muscle. Your faith grows stronger as you exercise your faith during this test. And when it's over, your faith has grown stronger and deeper. It's not as weak and whiny. Has anybody ever had a whiny muscle? Like, oh, I don't like walking up those stairs. Yeah. Well, sometimes our faith is whiny, too. Oh, I didn't want to have to deal with this problem or whatever. Sometimes our test will help our faith get beyond that whiny stage and be able to be stronger. It helps make it more authentic and more integrated into your life, which impacting your choices, your personality, and your behaviors. I'm praying for this school year to be one where your faith grows stronger. And that's going to involve probably facing some tests. But whatever tests your faith, whatever tests you go through, my prayer is that you come through those with a stronger faith. And as your pastor, I commit to keep teaching you the Word of God, to keep praying for you and with you, and to be available when you need someone to walk beside you through a test. And I'm speaking especially to our students right now, okay? I'm committing to that for you. The other leaders who are here, who are teaching or working in children's church or coming together for home groups or Bible studies, we are here for each other. And I believe this, and I'm speaking to the students also here, that your faith is going to inspire me and the other adults here in your church. And that you will help us grow in our relationship with God. I believe that as you walk out this year trusting in God, you're not, it's not just a one-way thing like we're here to support you. We are here to support you. But on the other hand, we will receive encouragement and inspiration and empowering of the Spirit as we see God at work in your life. And I want you to feel encouraged in that, that you have both the opportunity and the responsibility of feeding into the life of your church. It makes a difference what you do here and how you engage here and how we see God at work in your life. It's important. All right. So, power and love. Going into school, I want you to pack power and love every day. You're going to face some opportunities and you're going to face some challenges. And what I kind of saw that a metaphor for that is the, for whatever reason, the song from the theme of Rocky came to me. And this idea of you're gearing up, you're about to enter the ring, but I don't want you to be getting all beat up. That's not the thing. But you're entering the ring. You will face some challenges, but you've also got a crowd of witnesses that are cheering you on, that believe in you, that are going to be supporting you as you do that. And they're going to help you in this year. So here's what I'm going to do, and here's how we're going to end. I'm going to read out what people submitted to me as they're looking forward to and their challenges. And I'm going to leave the names off. I have the names, but I'll leave them off. And then, and they're not all kids because Stephanie works in a school. Okay. And then we're going to have a time where I'm going to call out the names of the schools that we have people at, and we're going to be playing the Rocky theme, and as I call out the schools, they're going to come up. When I call your school, you're going to come up here representing your school, and we're going to pray for you, and then we're going to enter into a time of prayer around these things, about having power and love that goes with you to school every day, that God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-discipline. And in the King James, it says a sound mind. We need all of that as we're going into school, and I'm wanting you to have that power and love. And then we will pray together for these schools. This coming week, I will write a letter to your principal, letting them know that we had prayer for your school this week. And I just want you to know that this is not just a thing to do because I didn't know what else to do on August 26th, okay? This is, I felt led from God that it's very important on this day that this is our focus and that we as a congregation are engaged because the schools are very important in our community and in the reality of, and our, the students that we have in the schools are spending a big chunk of their life there. And we need to be supporting of what's going on. All right. So what are some things that we're looking forward to? I'm really looking forward to having band every day and learning new things in science. I think you'll be able to tell this is an adult one, so sorry. Looking forward to building relationships with nervous new parents while addressing their child's medical needs. New experiences, no 2 days are ever alike. Strengthening friendships and bonds that were started last year. And this one says, and getting a paycheck again. I am looking forward to forming new friendships and learning new things. This year, I look forward to get better grades and getting better at listening in class. I'm looking forward to seeing my friends again. And I'm looking forward to math. All right. Some challenges. One challenge will be not having any of my friends in my classes. And also remembering where and when my classes are. Another challenge on the adult end, new rules and regulations that will be difficult to get everyone on board with. Changes in policy and procedures. Everyone can relate to this one. Getting up early every day. Trying to stay healthy and not have to take time off during the cold and flu season. And this is important. Prayer for student and staff safety. And we do want to pray for the safety of our schools. Other challenges. Challenges will be taking SATs and AP classes. And we have a lot of that going on here. Things that will challenge me are harder work and new teachers. And so this is a consistent thing. I have a lot of tough classes this year. All right? We need to tune in, folks. Our kids are working hard. And then the final challenge is learning the new things in math. So some of those things may not sound super spiritual, but they're real. They are what is happening. They are what our students are faced with. And they are about to enter the ring. They are, I just think I don't want to go, and so I won't. That's not an option. The ring is set, and they're about to enter it. And so here's what I want to do. I'm going to call out the names of the schools. I want everyone to kind of be like applauding as the people that come up are for each school are coming, all right? So the music can begin, and I'm going to watch the screen to see who's coming up next. With you, but facing the congregation is great. Thank you for cooperating with my goofy Rocky theme. All right. I'd like to call up next anybody that attended one of those schools and or had not currently, but you had a student attend one of those schools in the past. So, and you can choose one of these to stand with as we pray. So see, we've got history here. And then the rest of you just kind of fill in. Come on, let's just come in behind. I'm going to start up here. Yep, you got some of all of it. And I'm sorry I got the name of your school wrong, Steph.
It's okay.
Okay. Let's enter into a time of prayer. I'm going to start from up here leading, and then I'm going to come down. But let's just pray over these students as they are entering the ring this week. In Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for your love and your power. And I pray that every challenge and every opportunity that each one of these students are facing and that the faculty are facing, and Stephanie's here representing faculty, that a lot of our schools are dealing with the same challenges that she brought out, and that there's just challenges facing our schools, and we need your love and your power to be our shield, to be in us and through us and around us in every situation. And we just pray right now for these students that they would be filled with your love, filled with your power, that they would know that their church is supporting them in prayer and in faith and trusting God for making this year the best year ever. And I just pray right now that the friends that you want each one of these students to have in this school year, that you would lay the groundwork, that they will meet those friends this week, that they will be able to have friendships that strengthen their faith, that do not tempt them away from you, but instead encourage them in following you. And I pray for the right friends that, and that they would be able to be friendly to everybody and to show the love of God to everybody, but that the friends that they really spend a lot of time with would not be friends that tempt them away from you. In Jesus' name, I pray, Lord, for their minds to be able to receive everything that they're learning this year. If there is any kind of a learning disability, whether known or not known, that you would give them help with that, that you would strengthen them and help them be able to understand what they're learning this year and to do above and beyond what they expected, that if they need specific, unique training, that you would provide that for them, that we don't necessarily all fit in the same mold, but you have something special for every one of us. And I pray in Jesus' name that this school year will be important for them getting on that path for what you have for them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, I pray for safety. I pray against the enemy that would want to do any harm to any one of these schools that are represented here. And we pray for you to be a shield, that you would raise a shield around these schools, and that your power would be there and would provide safety to every one of these students. I pray against fear. I wish that there wasn't even an idea of fear, but I pray against it, Father, in Jesus' name, that we do not have the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, and that you would help these students that are here in our church to help their friends to also overcome their fears, and that they would speak out with love and power and with a sound mind. In Jesus' name, I thank you for it, Lord. I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Father. I'm going to pause a moment, and if anyone feels a certain prayer to pray out, I invite you to do it at this time.